Hey guys, this is Ashe Tuamadu from 13 Degrees of Gold. I wanted to let you guys know you can all help support the Unconditional Love Movement by purchasing some merch out of my brand new store. You can reach me at shop.spreadshirt.com/13degrees of gold. Guys, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies, we have mugs, water bottles, travel cups, phone cases, dog wear. We have it all. Go and shop today and support my cause now. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to 13 Degrees of Gold. I'm your host, Ashe Tuamadu. Guys, I know it's been a while since I've come to you. There have been so many transformations happening in my life. However, I am the High Priestess Oracle, and so I decided to come to you guys this morning with just a quick reading. It was pressed upon me to go ahead and do this. So I'm going to do an oracle draw from Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron Reed. And then I'm going to do a numerology draw for you guys from the Numerology Guidance Cards deck by Michelle Boochman. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. So right now I'm just shuffling the cards. Spirit, I ask that you clear my energy and give us a message on today. What is it that we need to focus on? What is it that we need to know? What is the best next step for us to take? That's a clearer question. What is the best next step for us to take? Now, guys, this is a general reading, so it cannot and will not apply to all. However, take whatever resonates and leave whatever else behind. Again, this is Oracle. Okay, so I got two cards to pop out. In spirit. Is there any more messages for me? Can I get some clarity on these messages? Okay, so we got our lucky three cards. The very first card that we got is Orphan, card number 5. Now, guys, personally, I have been seeing fives like crazy. I don't know who else has been seeing fives, but fives represent change. And so the essential meaning of this card is a sense of loss. An identity crisis, recognizing that you do not fit in, the need to belong, uncertainty about your place. The Oracle's message is we are all meant to have connections with other people within our families, societies, and the larger culture. No man is an island, and it's important to recognize when being a part of rather than separate from is essential to your well-being. The issue at hand is the need to find where you fit. Be true to your core truths and values. Perhaps you no longer identify with a group or a community the way you did before, and you need to find a new situation. You might be feeling a deep sense of loss or confusion. Address the need for belonging and know that you will find your place with others of like-minded spirit. It's okay to let go of pressure to fit in. Not everyone will understand you. It's time to move on. If you're in a relationship, the message is as you shift and evolve and commit to your own growth, you long for support but may be disappointed and hurt by others who are not providing what you feel you deserve. Perhaps you're drifting away from this relationship because you're in a different stage of personal growth. Perhaps you are in a new relationship and discovering that you don't share some of the same values and beliefs, so you feel left out, unable to get to that intimate place of safety and belonging. Take heart, as spirit knows you and loves you and will steer you in the direction of those who accept you as you are without artifice or agenda. Don't compromise yourself to belong. It won't be worth the price. And the prosperity message. This card reminds you that you can't be all things to all people. You are not going to be popular with everyone, and that has to be okay with you. Be clear about your mission, your brand, your work persona, and your contribution to the world, as these must be based on what you authentically have to offer, not something you think will sell or perceive they may want. You will attract abundance by being completely yourself, stay in your own lane. That's where you will shine and where you and where you will experience prosperity. Yes, thank you so much for that message. And we also got a message of serendipity, but it is upside down, which means protection. Now, I do read reversals, so I'm going to go ahead and read this message for you guys. The protection message for serendipity, and that's card number 18, by the way. Perhaps you felt almost certain that serendipitous events were meant to lead to something better. It was supposed to be the perfect business, or that person you gave your heart to was supposed to be the one. Yet it fell all apart. Oh my God. Consider this. Sometimes synchronicity and serendipity come together to lead you directly into difficulties in order to deliver an important lesson you need to learn before you hit the jackpot. Don't get caught up in the drama of disappointment. Amen. There really is a silver lining in this cloud. Spirit always knows what you need and is guiding you to where you are meant to go. Pay attention to the signs presented to you. I don't know about y'all, but this card hit the nail on the head. I'm talking about the relationship stuff, the business, the everything. It's just like, boop, bubble popped, you know? But what's the lesson? Looking for the silver lining. Wow, that's amazing. And then, guys, I asked for clarity on those first two cards. And the last card I pulled was 12, which is a change in the wind. However, it is upside down. So there's a protection message included in here. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. There are conditions brewing in your life that you have no control over. Don't fight them. Let me read that again. There are conditions brewing in your life that you have no control over. Do not fight them. Change is inevitable and is for the best, for the higher good. Even if this storm blows away the structures that you think you've built your dreams on. That's deep. Let me read that part again. Even if the storm blows away the structures you think you've built your dreams on, all will turn out as it should. You will have a renewed clarity and strength to do something even better. Spirit is your ally. Guys, this is a great reading. All of these cards tie back in with one another. Basically, change is coming. Embrace it. Everything that you thought was going to be as you thought it was going to be, clearly is not. Go with the flow. Don't be rigid. Be flexible. Be in flow. And just prepare for your jackpot, because your ships are coming in. However, you cannot do the things you were doing when you get where you're going. You can't take the people with you or the ideas or the perspectives with you when you get where you're going. Because once you hit the jackpot, you're going to be a millionaire. You can't be doing broke people shit. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now I'm doing your numerology reading, because y'all know I love numbers. Guys, if I tell you how many numbers I've been seeing, like doubles, triples, quadruples, like as I'm driving, it's just like, oh my God, I'm so loved and supported. Like, God talks to me in numbers, and I love it. Okay. So, Spirit, clear my energy and give me numbers for the higher good of the collective. This is a generalized reading. It cannot and will not resonate with everyone. Take what applies and let the other shit fly. Spirit, what's the message for today? Okay, and we got two cards. Same time. We got a 10 and we got a 33. And I'm just going to always ask for clarity. Okay. That was quick. Okay, so the first card we got is a 10, which is karmic completion. Let me go ahead and get to this card. And the karmic completion. This card indicates the end of a karmic lesson or cycle where you have successfully cleared a contract or debt from your past. Guys, pause. Wait. This is great news. Based off the reading I just did, that means that we are done with that cycle. New beginnings are here. That's what all the change is about. This could refer to a challenging situation you have recently conquered in your life or a troubling experience with an individual that involved a great deal of effort or pain. Wow, see how that ties in? Even though there are ongoing lessons to confront throughout the course of your life, you will never have to experience this particular lesson again. Hallelujah! This card also represents the Wheel of Fortune. Wherever, whatever goes up must also come down. Just as the tides are constantly ebbing and flowing, you are being encouraged to adapt to both the highs and the lows in your life, for it is your ability to adapt that will make your dreams come true. By stating "this too shall pass" in the face of each and every experience, you will remain centered, grounded, and stable. So guys, let's go ahead and say that together. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Yes. In order to better your current situation, you're being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life. Cycles that have cleared you of karmic debt from your past. So pat yourself on the back and acknowledge your efforts and achievements. By continuing to face your challenges head on and treating others with love and respect, you will be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. Affirmation. I clear debts from my past and create a happy, harmonious life. So awesome. Okay, guys. Second card I pulled, of course, since I told you I've been seeing doubles, triples, all that, is 33. Who knows what 33 represents? Jesus died at age 33. This is the Christ consciousness card. And y'all know how I feel about that, right? Okay. So did Nipsey Hussle. RIP to my nigga. Yes. 33. Okay. This card indicates a need to communicate your thoughts and feelings and have the courage to speak your truth. Instead of keeping things to yourself out of fear of judgment, ridicule, or conflict, you must express your honest opinion. By doing so, you are releasing energy from your being and promoting a healthy body and mind. This card indicates that you have something important to say. You are being encouraged to communicate or express yourself through writing, speaking, dance, acting, music, or art. You may prefer to compose poetry or note your thoughts in a journal and keep your ideas and feelings to yourself. Or you may choose to voice them to others so that you may give and receive guidance, wisdom, and hope. Whether your message is intended to inspire those around you or simply heal yourself, it's important and necessary to help raise your own vibration, which in turn raises the vibration of the world. In order to improve your current situation, you're being asked to adjust and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life, cycles that are encouraging you to communicate and express your truth. When you are honest and respectful and seek to serve the greater good, your message will be received in the best possible light. Honest communication is the key. Here's your affirmation. By communicating my truth, I create a healthy, harmonious life. By communicating my truth, I create a healthy, harmonious life. By communicating my truth, I create a healthy and harmonious life. Okay, guys, and the last card that popped out when I asked for clarity was 27, spiritual partnership. This card indicates a time when a significant spiritual relationship is about to be forged. Perhaps it comes in the form of friendship between like-minded souls on a similar journey toward enlightenment. Or maybe it's a master-disciple relationship where an important individual enters your life. The saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Yes, bring me my teacher. And when yours arrives, he or she will assist you in expanding your spiritual growth. During the course of this relationship, you will play the role of both teacher and student, and the wisdom gained from this experience will enhance your connection to Source. Perhaps a spiritually minded person will broaden your understanding of the divine. Maybe you become a catalyst in another spiritual journey and help that individual on his or her path. Regardless of the form of this spiritual relationship, it will serve your greater good. In order to improve your current situation, you're being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythms and cycles of your life, cycles that are leading you towards significant spiritual relationships. So pay attention to the speakers, teachers, and authors whose teachings you respect. Be on the lookout for people on a journey similar to your own. Embrace the opportunity to enhance your spiritual growth. Here's your affirmation. Through a sacred spiritual relationship, I deepen my connection to source. Through a sacred spiritual relationship, I deepen my connection to source. Through a sacred spiritual relationship, I deepen my connection to source. And guys, let me just go back to the very first card, which was the 10. Let me say that affirmation for you a couple times. The affirmation for the karmic debts completion was, I clear debts from my past and I create a happy, harmonious life. I clear debts from my past and I create a happy, harmonious life. I clear debts from my past and I create a happy, harmonious life. You guys have been great. I do plan on doing more episodes and getting back into the flow and ebb of life. And I just want to thank you guys for hanging in there with me. I hope you guys have a wonderful, prosperous, abundant day. Feel free to send me any topics, questions, or concerns to 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. And that is spelled out. Degrees is spelled out. 13degreesofgold@gmail.com. And until next time, peace.